Parsha Kitisa, a couple of short ideas. So the Parsha starts with the census. When the census is taken, each person will give half a shekel, and when you tally them up, you'll see how many people comprise the Jewish nation. And this is not done directly, the counting. Rather, you know, it's not a one, two, three. Rather, the Jewish people were counted in a roundabout way. In Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21 of Sefer Malachim, the Book of Kings, King David, David HaMelech, does this and is punished. He counts the Jewish people directly, and he's punished for counting them in such a manner. And the Gemara in Brachot, the Talmud, says, why was he punished? He was punished because he did not count them indirectly. He did not count them through this half-shekel coin. He did not count them Hoshia et Amecha, as what's generally done in synagogues today. Why was he punished for that? Why can we not just count 1 to 10? One person or two person? And why do we have to find an indirect, roundabout manner in which to count? So the Or HaChaim writes, in the beginning of Parsha Bamidbar, in the book of Numbers, that if you count the people, then you may fall under the false assumption of kochi votz miyadi, that strength is in numbers. The strength of the Jews is not because we are many and will succeed. Rather, it's because each of us has an unconditional love from Hashem. We don't want people to count because it gives us a false sense of hope and security. The Jewish people are about quality, not quantity. Second idea on Parsha Kitisa. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchot? Why did he break the two stone tablets? Such a brazen thing to do. I mean, it was written by God himself. Our sages teach us that the angels said to Moshe Rabbeinu, after smashing the Luchot, Yashar Koach Asher Shibarta, well done, Moses, that you broke these two tablets, commending him for such a courageous act. So the Meshech Chachma, one of the biblical commentaries, says that the mistake of the Jewish people was not that they abandoned God and forgot about all the miracles and became like regular pagans who worship deities in the streets. No, that wasn't what happened to the Jewish people. Rather, Klal Yisrael wanted to get to the next stage in their Avodas Hashem. So they wanted something to worship to represent Hashem. And they found a calf. They found this golden calf. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu down from Har Sinai and said, well, Moshe did not castigate the Jewish people. He didn't begin reprimanding them. Rather, he broke the Luchot to teach them that no object should be inherently holy. See, the Luchot would have been another golden calf to them. It would have been even holier than the golden calf because it was made by God, not by human beings. Bnei Israel worshipped the calf. Had they seen the tablets, they would have wanted to worship them too. It would have been the wrong message. The lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Jewish people when he broke the Luchot was that holiness is not inherent in an object per se. Rather, recognizing what an object holds within is what is integral to one's avodas Hashem, to one's service of God. Shabbat Shalom.